During June's primaries, much of the attention was paid to races for the Democratic nominations in heavily blue cities, where the general election is essentially an afterthought. As a result of this dynamic, in Buffalo, Rochester, Albany, and New York City, a small portion of votes, particularly in crowded races, is able to anoint the eventual winner in November. In addition to lackluster Republican competition and viable third parties, this situation is also a product of restricted primaries, where participation in a party's primaries is limited to voters enrolled in that party. And while it might make sense that Democrats would want Democrats choosing their general election candidates and vice versa for Republicans, Unite NY, which bills itself as a nonpartisan political movement for unaffiliated voters, wants to open up the state's primaries. To discuss the issue, we're joined by Martin Babinek, founder of Unite NY, who also ran an unsuccessful third-party bid in 2016 for a central New York congressional race. Welcome back to the show, Martin.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the invitation.
So you and Larry Sharp, the 2018 Libertarian candidate for governor in New York, are calling for the Democratic and Republican parties to open up their primaries as a way to, quote, give more New Yorkers a greater say at the ballot box. Can you explain why open primaries would accomplish this, as opposed to, I guess, more broadly addressing the partisanship ingrained in our two-party system instead of that?
Most New Yorkers are surprised to learn that our state is one of only nine in the entire country that goes by a closed primary system, which means that the only people that can vote in the primaries are those that are registered in the party that is conducting a primary. And while we think of the two major parties, the Democrats and Republicans, as clearly having the most weight and the most voter attention, we used to have seven minor parties who vied for specific interests in appealing to voters with themes and issues that they were creating an audience for. That group of smaller, non-major parties constituted a base of more than a half million New York State voters, and most of those smaller parties did not conduct primaries. So as a result, we ended up having a situation where, unlike 41 other states, that some measure of people being able to participate in a primary, even if they were not enrolled in a political party, it's just not permitted here. And over time, we've been lulled into this thinking that this is the only way it can be done. So we at Unite New York tend to think that when you look at the very low voter turnout in the primary, that then sets the stage, depending on how contested the general election might be, what happens in the primary ends up determining the outcome of the final general election. And especially when you look at races where they are sometimes called safe seats, be it safe Republican or safe Democrat, those seats are oftentimes decided at the primary. So when you have a low voter turnout, you end up having some level of dissatisfaction that can occur by the time the general election rolls around. So we're committed to increasing that turnout and opening up the primary, as is done in 41 other states, would be certainly one path to do so.
If I'm a registered Republican or registered Democrat, why would I want voters who might not share my values picking my party's candidates? And I mentioned Democrats and Republicans, but talking about third parties, we also have the Green Party, and they hate it when anybody who's not in the Green Party finagles their way into one of their primaries.
Look at it this way. If you are a party, especially a minor party, you're trying to build as much visibility for your candidates as possible. If you believe that the people who are going to support a candidate that they're aligned with is going to cast a false vote, I don't think there's any data to support that really happens. So all you have to do.
What do you mean a false vote?
A vote for a candidate that you don't believe in. What I'm trying to suggest is voters cast their ballot for the candidate they believe in.
In case you're just joining us, we're speaking with Martin Babinek. He is the founder of Unite NY, a nonpartisan political movement designed to appeal to unaffiliated voters, and he's pushing for the state's political parties to open up their primaries. One of the races you highlight in your press release calling for the end of closed primaries is the Democratic mayoral primary in Syracuse, which currently has a mayor who isn't affiliated with either major party. So doesn't that example run counter to your narrative, since that's a heavily Democratic city without a Democratic mayor?
The observation is that in a city that's north of 200,000 people, I think, eligible to vote, they had a turnout of only about 20% for that primary. So you end up having a small number of people choosing who are the candidates that are going to appear in the general election.
But that's not true, because Ben Walsh is going to run as an independent. So
yes, he will run as an independent, no question about it. And by the way, across New York State, Ben Walsh as an independent, who was also running on the Upstate Jobs Party line when we first helped him get launched, this is an exception across the upstate and really New York State landscape for a city of that size. He's the only independent candidate to be elected in the last 70 years or so across upstate New York without a major party line. So this is, without a doubt, something that we hope we will be seeing more of. And the fact that the voters of Syracuse got behind Ben Walsh as an independent candidate is also a reflection of the desire of voters to vote for the best candidate, as they did in electing him in 2018.
But I don't understand, though. Isn't that then the model that you should, why isn't that the model that you're pushing for, having independent candidates running in these general elections and appealing to other voters as opposed to getting involved in the party politics of established parties?
The observation is that the bar to run as an independent candidate is so much higher than major party candidates that it is almost an impossible lift. It's very, very difficult. Here's an example. To run as an independent candidate for a statewide office like governor, and that's how minor parties can reach a status where they could have statewide ballot access. It used to be you had to collect 15,000 signatures and petition signatures in order to be eligible to get on the ballot, and then have to collect 50,000 votes at the time of the general election. And as a result of last year's legislature passing in the dead of night as a COVID relief bill, a provision that had been originally put into effect administratively and the courts struck it down, those petition signature limits and voting requirements to become qualified as a statewide party were effectively tripled. And as a result, every person who tries to run as an independent candidate, not as a major party candidate, has significantly higher barriers that will cause them not to have the funding or the organization required to have any shot at a statewide office. And that same logic carries down even at a municipal level, where to run as an independent candidate in a city like Syracuse, the combination of signature requirements to get on the ballot and then proceed to the general election are very high. So the process of getting candidates on the ballot is unnecessarily complicated in the state of New York. And part of what we in Unite New York are advocating for, first by open primaries and also by encouraging the use of ranked choice voting, as you are aware, this is what was used in New York City for the election of the mayor, of the primary process in the mayor's race and some other offices in the city government. Those two avenues, as well as trying to address the opportunity to lower the ballot access requirements so more candidates can run, we believe will end up creating more choice for voters. So instead of having party bosses, in particular major party bosses, make the decisions of which candidates they are going to back. And
what's the major party bosses thing you're talking about? Because in Buffalo and Rochester, we just had the outsiders win.
If you step back and ask yourself, why is it only 7% of the eligible Democratic voters in the city of Buffalo turned out, and realize that the people that turned out for a primary are those that are most energized. And what happens in a closed primary system, where only the people who are registered in that party are allowed to vote, you will attract the energized voter on the fringes, both left and right. And certainly, Byron Brown, who was a very successful mayor, very credible and loved by his community, did not run an active primary campaign and received a lot of competition from a candidate that was successful in turning out a small number of voters. So we would attribute that particular issue in Buffalo to this very notion of a closed primary. If more voters were able to participate in the process, the outcome would have been different. Because remember, in New York State, at the present time, there are actually more unaffiliated voters than there are Republicans that are registered to vote in the state of New York. It's a larger block of voters who are completely shut out of the primary process and not able to participate in helping to determine who are the candidates that will advance to the general election ballot.
So there's a joke that, you know, gun control advocates, if they really want to win the day, they should all join the NRA and change the NRA's policies. So why don't have all those unaffiliated voters just join these major parties, and then they can vote in the primaries?
Remember that the construction of the major parties had their own set of issues trying to build a coalition, and to believe that only two parties is the solution is clearly not working right now. One does not need to look only at New York State, but to look around the country and realize that the growing number of voters who are choosing to become independent and not registered in either party is in part due to dissatisfaction with the party platforms and the direction of those two major parties. So having a variety of options that someone could line up for and say, I believe in a particular interest or a particular set of issues, is part of our democratic foundation for this country. It should not be limited to just two major parties. So we believe voters want more choice. And that is the purpose behind Unite New York, trying to unite Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, you name it, people of all persuasion, to come together to help move in the direction of changing some of our electoral processes so that a larger percentage of voters can participate.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. We've been speaking with Martin Babinec. He's the founder of Unite NY. Martin, thank you so much for chatting. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave. Much appreciated.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. UnionStrongNY.com for more information.